The Rights of Labor by William H. Taft.
The interests of the employer and the employee never differ, except when it comes to a settlement of the terms of the employment. To give to employees their proper position in such a controversy, to enable them to maintain themselves against employers having great capital, they may well unite, because in union there is strength, and without it, each individual laborer and employee would be helpless. The promotion of industrial peace through the instrumentality of the trade agreement is often one of the results of such union when intelligently conducted. In order to induce their employer into a compliance with their request for changed terms of employment, workmen have the right to strike in a body, to use such persuasion as they may, provided it does not reach the point of duress, to lead their reluctant co-laborers to join them in their union against their employer, to accumulate funds to support those engaged in a strike, to delegate to officers the power to direct the action of the union, and to withdraw themselves and their associates from dealings with or giving custom to those with whom they are in controversy. What they have not the right to do is to injure their employer's property, to injure their employer's business by use of threats or methods of physical duress against those who would work for him, or by carrying on what is sometimes known as a secondary boycott against his customers. All those who would sympathize with them may unite to aid them in their struggle, but they may not, through the instrumentality of a threatened or actual boycott, compel third persons against their will, and having no interest in their controversy, to come to their assistance. These principles have, for a great many years, been settled by the courts of this country.